Unregular town board meeting?
All right, we'll call a regular town board meeting for the town of Lackawanna on January 6th at 1:05. Members of the board are present, media has been notified. Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We need a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of vouchers in the general fund, 52802, 52890, 52902 to 52959, and the ambulance fund, 1848 to 1849.
I'll make a motion for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I'll abstain. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the November 19th, 2020, regular town board meeting. So this is the meeting just right after the budget hearing.
I'll make a motion for approval as read.
Okay, and I'll second that because Gloria was not able to attend, so. Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the November 19th, 2020, meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Treasurer's report.
We are drowning in checks. We now have in the bank $2,688,561.27. The checks are coming in faster this year than they did last year. A lot of times people wait until after the first of the year, and this time is such a big rush to get it in 2020. So that's where we are. And so in the regular account, we have $3,100,980.78. And in ambulance, $444,602.
I'll move for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Public comment on agenda items? Seeing none. Discussion possible action approval to solicit bids for propane. It's that time of year. We did last year, petroleum heat and power has got it. Actually, Bobby Chapman asked me about it here a couple weeks ago. And they've been really good, and they carried on that price past what we bought, wasn't it?
And one thing I like their billing is, I mean, you could tell exactly what they're doing where.
Yep.
Before it was kind of hard to decipher what was going on.
I think last year, and it kind of bothered me with the way Richie's was structured, the way that they're billing. You know what I mean, where the overlaps, and then all of a sudden they just run out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And we didn't know exactly where we were, and it sounded like we were gonna have to litigate it. You know what I mean, to get the total amount.
I, being accounts payable, I mean, I really love how they do their billing. I mean, I can understand exactly where they are and where we're at.
I think maybe we should look at the bill a little bit more and try to clean it up so that it's a little bit more.
Correct.
Relevant to what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Yeah.
Yeah, once we get the bid, I suppose, but I mean, actually what you put in the paper is pretty.
You and I can sit down and you know, the bid on a per gallon price, and so if there isn't any confusion over whether it carries over or keeps going, or you're gonna cut off at that amount.
Once we get the bids in, yes.
Right, that was my concern, is I see, it seemed like Richie's was all over the board. I'm not picking on him.
Yeah.
I'm just saying is, I just think it's a lack of communication on what we're asking for.
Yeah, I could never tell where we stood.
Okay. Jim?
There was a question, I guess we ran short, and we had to get Bobby extended some gallonage at the same price. Is that gonna be written into the contract so that they would do that if we don't buy enough?
Well.
I think that was just a courtesy. I mean, I don't.
It was, but I mean.
Yeah, I mean, it's something.
He did it out of a kind, he did it as a kind gesture.
Yeah.
If we want more, then we have to say we want more. That's why it's called a bid.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, I mean, in that way.
Well, when we're doing bid solicitation. It's because we asked for 10,000 gallons.
And then we went up five. So why don't we just ask for 15?
We can do that. And, you know, if we don't use it, we don't use it, but then we can structure the bid.
We don't lose it, yeah.
The bid that it carries over to the next year.
Yeah, yeah.
But I want, what I want the script in there is, it's like from, at least from the first of the year to the last, you know what I mean, the last day of the year, you know what I'm saying? It was like, yeah, that was what was.
That was confusing.
The hard part about this is we're bidding this stuff at the wrong time of the year.
Yeah.
And we have to look to see how we're going to change that, and I understand we have that line item and we fill it right now. So it's like we want to know where we're at.
Well, it might be something that we look at next, late summer, bidding.
Right.
With the understanding that it's, and I don't know if they're going to, but with the understanding that it's for, starting after fiscal year 2022.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, Jim?
If I remember right, midsummer, was there something in the agenda about paying Richie for some propane?
We haven't bought for him.
We haven't bought from him in.
I'm pretty sure there was something on the agenda midsummer about that.
We bought fuel, we buy fuel.
Oh, maybe that was it.
Yeah, fuel for the.
Gasoline or diesel, okay.
Diesel.
That was probably it.
All our gasoline comes from the gas station, the travel gas.
Yeah, true. We just get diesel from them.
Oh, okay, that was probably it.
All right. Well, I guess, is there a motion to?
Yes, I'll make the motion to go ahead and let bids in the newspaper. Do we run it one or two times?
I believe it's twice.
Twice.
And then we can evaluate them when we open them.
Yep.
There a second?
A second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the solicitation of bids for propane. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Item number 11, discussion possible action, appoint, reappoint library board representatives. Our time is up for two of our representatives, Rob Milborn and Al Ballman. Both have expressed interest in continuing on. And so at this time, we would, I guess, look for a motion. They both enjoy it and do a fantastic job, as far as I know, and I guess motion to reappoint the two of them to their terms.
Yep, I'll make a motion to approve their term, their next term, if they're interested in.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. Jim?
That's a three-year term, right?
Correct.
That should be in the motion, that it's a three-year term?
Yeah, because.
I think it's statute, but.
Yeah, and they're three-year terms.
But I think both of those had their terms expired, one in August and one in September.
Could be.
Actually not on the board from then till now?
Well, they are until we, you are a member of that committee or that board until we reappoint or remove.
Even goes beyond the three-year limit?
Till the board takes action.
Then the other thing is that I read in the statute this morning that the school district appoints a person, but it has to be approved by the municipality. Have we done that?
Not that I'm aware of. No, we haven't. The school district appoints their own. The municipality, in this case, very well could be the tribe in that they own the library.
But it's a public, it's a public library, but.
Correct.
We're the municipality also, right?
Correct.
That we should approve that appointed member by the school, according to the statute.
Well, it's something I can check into, but being that the tribe is owned by the library and funded by the library, we fund it also, but not fully. We're, I don't know if we're really the controlling municipality in this case, but I guess it's something to look into.
Well, that's what I asked Rob about at a meeting last year, since there are two municipalities, that it should be a joint library, and he refuted that, which I think it should be, because there are two municipalities.
I can check into it.
Pardon me?
I can check into it.
Thank you.
Okay, there's been a motion and a second to reappoint Rob Milborn and Al Ballman to their respective positions on the library board. All those in favor?
Three-year term.
Three-year term. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, opposed, motion carried. Number 12, discussion possible action approval of bartender's license for Gene Thomas. Oh, and Edward, and John Edwards.
Is there any issues?
No.
No.
I'll make the motion for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the bartender's licenses. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. We need a motion to adjourn at 1:15:16.
I'll make that one.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Thank you for coming on this wonderful, beautiful Wednesday afternoon in the middle of January.
It's 32 degrees out there.